Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, we might as well say it is a Weasley-ass Wednesday if ever there was one. That's right, it's Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the seventh day of February 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 48 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 56 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's early spring weather, man. I'm telling you, if it stays like this, I mean, unless it could, you know, you never know. It could just have an Arctic blast come in here and bury you in snow. This time last year, there was 4 foot of ice outside. This is on a par for the mildest winter I've ever witnessed, and I've lived here all my life. It's really strange to go from one extreme to the other, but it's happened. That being said, let's see. Oh, yeah, we're going to look at a couple of comments from the trenches, and we'll do that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
From the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty, you know, we've talked about, you know, the constant attack on the site and, you know, how it's getting worse every day as to Google and, you know, the search engines develop more algorithms to just, you know, to shut the site down. I got to believe that somebody just buying a computer who would want to find out what's going on. I don't even know if a new computer, if you could even get from the trenches worldreport.com if you typed a son of a bitch in. But we're getting more and more of these emails, and this was a comment. And, you know, you can go to the server, but, you know, the server isn't running the algorithms for the search engines. This is goddamn, this is mobocracy. No two ways about it. This is just saying, yeah, you're not going to have, this is taking your voice away. And, you know, they'll come out and there's articles on it all the time. Yeah, they're doing this. And it's just like all the rest of the corruption in this country. It's just, and is you and me have to end this sooner or later. Comment from Captain Obvious. I forgot to explain how my initial well-composed post didn't happen. Right when I was looking it over for errors, I got the gray screen of which we don't like what you're about to post. I can see everything, the website, the nicely worded post, but I'm locked out of any response. It's all behind a gray burqa veil. I had to exit my browser, clear the usual BS trackers and cookies, and re-enter FTTWR. That's effed up, and it is. And I'd like to take this time to say, F you, to whomever did it, and we know who's doing it, oi. If they're human, they'll get it. Well, they're not human, but they might get it. If it's an Albot, then I'll learn to be more subtle and not block my comment until after I think it's sent, and then send it down the rabbit hole, and I'm basically screaming into the hurricane winds. No one will see or hear me. I apologize for the language, and no apologies necessary. It's fucked up. It is. It's just every day you see it more squeeze. Pretty soon it won't be here. There'll be no voice of dissent. You will be politically correct, or you will be with one of the factions, or you just won't be. Now, the next one, Mark Schumacher wrote an article this morning, What the Hell Are We Parade Now? What the Hell Are We Celebrating? And it's, you know, on the mainstream, Herr Trump. He wants a big military parade down Pennsylvania Avenue right there in Washington, D.C., a big meet. You know, this is a third world banana republic now, so we got to have the third world banana republic military parades. This is so disgusting. God almighty, people, what have we sunk into? I mean, war is the ultimate failure. I mean, it's the worst that man can do. And I mean, this son of a bitch, next week he'll probably be marrying his frickin' horse, who knows. But Mark was absolutely correct. You know, what the hell has he done for anybody here? The industrial war complex, you know, they got this budget out, and I was watching this today. You know, the Senate's come out with a budget, $300 billion more for the military. Because the military, you know, goddamn, it's falling apart. People are dropping, you know, dying in training and stuff because they don't have proper equipment. So let's have a $22 million parade, shall we? I bet, you know, people, what can you say about something like this? I want that son of a bitch that was standing up there on the podium during the press conference, with the general, you know, he's talking about this. We're going to have the biggest military ever. And goddamn if that ain't what this country is about, right? Militarism. That's what this country's about. Going around the world and killing people for their resources and handing them over to our Jewish masters. Aren't we good slaves? This is beyond disgusting. You look at, I mean, goddamn, we should be hiding our faces in frickin' shame. You look at Iraq with zero cause. We went in and committed genocide on the Iraqi people. Boy, let's have a parade. Libya, unprovoked attack, went there and bombed them back into the third world. Killed their people, killed their children by the scores. And what do we want, people? What is this? What this country is about? I mean, is militarism? This is a big push to get us to worship the goddamn this international mob squad. There's no other two. Wait, and there's nothing else about it. Protecting our rights and freedoms, my ass. If the military was protecting our rights and freedoms, they would have a Washington D.C. under military arrest right now, wouldn't they? They strip us of our Bill of Rights, of our common law courts, of our rights to prosecute our lives, of our authority as the American nationals, as the sovereigns of this country. And then they throw this shit out here, a military parade? You in a country that, well, we're not supposed to have a standing military. I don't know if a lot of people know that. This is a violation of the original contract. No standing army, let alone one marching down the goddamn street showing off the weapons of death. And then you see him up there, you know, praising this. Oh, we're getting $300 billion more so we can get more stuff to go kill people. I thought that, you know, this country was supposed to be, you know, that shining light on the hill, that beacon of freedom. Peace, man. I mean, this goddamn country has been in violent war since its inception in violent war. And the whole idea is we want peace and prosperity and liberty and just people to live happily. How in the hell can you in this hell that we have created? Now, Jamal, he put up a comment, and man, the comment's solid, and I felt moved to bring it up and read it on the air. This is a move just like any, just like in any communist or imperial dictatorship. Yes, it is. I mean, goddamn, that's what it is. That's what we're looking at. We have to deal with the English language and goddamn reality of what our eyes are seeing. Communist or imperial dictatorship to try and sway the public and make them worship their police state god if it ain't true. Glorify the murderers and rapists they create to use whenever they need them to be used. Like in Iraq and in Libya, attacking countries who've done nothing to us. Slaughtering their people. Even before we went into Iraq, starving them. Starving, 250,000 children to death in Iraq. And Madeleine Albright comes, oh, that's acceptable. That's acceptable, starving little children to death, blowing them up. And, you know, weapons of mass destruction. Well, God damn those weapons. Let's blow them up. Let's blow those goddamn people back into the third world. And there was no yellow cake uranium, people. There's those Bush and Cheney and goddamn Rumsfeld. Those people should have been on trial for international crimes. That was a crime perpetrated in my name and your name. We should be hanging our heads in shame not having a fucking military parade. This is so far from original American principles, this is what people think America is. That is what it is, isn't it? These people aren't delusioned. At least they can look back, people's around the world looking back, God, that's a military, that's the most diabolical, evil military dictatorship to ever exist on this planet. Like I said, it's that conundrum we come in to, you know, we're trying to wave that plastic flag while you're looking at a military dictatorship. They just don't jive. I said long ago, Trump was put in place to bolster the right wingers who are nothing more than commies who don't even know they're commies and steer public opinion on one side more in the direction while simultaneously steering trouble with the left wing commies and create more distraction and division among the people. The left right paradigm. And yeah, you know, this is something that Alex Jones, remember, that's how he got up there to where he could sell out. That's how he got into a, moved himself into a position where he could sell out. He for 15 years, oh, they're both the same. It's all a game. You know, they're just screwing you from the left and right. And then, hey, man, you know, the right paid more because that commie prick would have went the other way if the money had been bigger on the other side. Make no mistake about it. That's why, you know, he should go down the annals of history as one of the great traitors that's ever existed in this country. If they want a military parade, how about parading out the caskets of needlessly dead fathers, sons, husbands who fought Israel's wars and committed their crimes against people who had nothing to do with anything, and that's the truth. How about the 22 plus a day that are committing suicide? How about the homeless and the neglected, the maimed and the disfigured, the disheartened and the broken? No shit. Look across this country. The people this country belongs to that can trace their lineage back to the beginning, they're all dispossessed. They're living in frickin' tents. Our forefathers warned us that we would wake up homeless on the continent that our that they conquered. And we're here. We are here, people. We're here and past it. A military parade. This son of a bitch. It's like Marie Antoinette-ism. Let them eat cake. How in the hell could you even propose a military parade when you have 100 million? Well, I guess what you do is you take the numbers that you called lies during your campaign, those fraudulent, phony-ass goddamn unemployment numbers, and you just say, oh, it's full employment. In fact, we need to pump some more people in here because we don't have enough people to fill the jobs. Don't look at that 100 million people we have tried to sweep under the carpet. That's a hell of a bunch of people to sweep under the carpet, don't you think? They pretend like those people don't exist. We're all invisible. We've talked about it before.
Keep the stock market up.
Oh, yeah. That's what's important. What's what we live for, Charlie, is a stock market and to have that awesome military that goes out and kills around the world for the Jews we serve. Then the Jews look at us with approval in their eyes and pat us on the head and say, good job murdering children around the world for us. You did it for our God. Hang in there, guys. Keep it up. Let the people see the real price of war for Israel that Americans pay for with our blood, money, and resources. Yep, yep, yep. Now, goddamn, this is what our country's been reduced to. This used to be a fucking paradise, guys. And everybody, I mean, I can remember it was, knowing I was born into communism, how goddamn bad was it when I was born? What should it be? My God. Now everybody's fucking miserable. That's what your life's supposed to be. You're supposed to be in goddamn misery, hating everybody around you. Hate. Man, because in the name of God, we're going to go and we're going to murder some goddamn people. That's going to make us feel better. How about that parade? No, we'll see valiant, brave men and women with their fire in their eyes because they've been taught, those people there, they're your enemy. Go sick 'em, boy. And that boy, that we aren't the lapdogs of a goddamn little pisshole over in the Middle East. I'll eat my hat. For our freedoms. And that's the biggest disgust of it all. For our freedoms. I tell you what, you people serving right now, there is no goddamn way you cannot see what you are. And we are going to end up battling you. You know, I come on here and I talk about war. I talk about the war we're in and about, you know, I talk savagely about what we're going to have to do. But it's ugly. I wish it weren't so. It just is. It's that or be enslaved. And that's the only righteous, I guess, killing that could be ever exist. Because, I mean, there's murder and there's self-defense. What we would be doing here, even though we overwhelm them in numbers, is self-to-goddamn-fence. They intend to kill us. But this shit, this goddamn, this international, that dirty internationalist piece of shit, Trump. Okay, I'm going to be America's president. Bullshit. Lying piece of shit. I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. You know, people are getting pretty pissed at me coming up on the programs and on their goddamn sites attacking because they're backing this piece of garbage. It's going to get worse. You are traitors to this goddamn country. You are fucking traitors. If the founders, the people who bled for this country could see you, they would kill you. I just watched the hordes. Just watch the hordes. That'll worship and glorify this abomination. And you know, it seems that way. That 25% of 350 million people is a lot of fucking people. But it ain't nothing compared to the whole. And that 25 million, I promise you, there'll be 100,000. They'll talk about God. Damn, look at the people that came out. 2 million marched on Washington, D.C., as a part of the Tea Party thing, and they didn't even cover it. But this would be, God, did you ever see the support for our military? Let's go kill somebody. What do you guys say? Man, I don't want to have peace. I don't want to go fishing. I don't want to enjoy my life. I want to be a fucking miserable. I mean, this is what they've pushed into the psyche of the people in this country. All the drama you see, even people in their lives. I mean, I have people I've told they can't come around me, and I've told them why. You fucking want to live like that? You want to live miserable? You want to be miserable? The only reason you ever come around me is to paint me a part of your fucking misery. I don't want none of it. I don't like drama. I like peace.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you know what? That military worship mess and that the parade, you know what it sort of sounds like? You know that little worship they was doing at, on that movie, what it is, George Orwell, 1984?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Exactly what it sounds like.
Well, this is what it is, you know, because, you know, they, like I said, that's why we started out with the effort to quash our voice so that we can't be heard. And we represent the goddamn majority in this country, whether anybody believes it or not. 25% is all they ever talk about, that 25% that's going out there and acquiescing this bullshit. We represent the voice of a lot of people. But they will quash it down and quash it down. And they have to because they got to get that military worship. Yeah, I'm not worshiping an illegal military. It is a goddamn abomination that the son of a bitch even exists. This is not our military. When they're going over there, the Constitution, boy, them people that like to spout that son of a bitch, they'll spout it about things that would return the power to them to unleash this monster on the world. But that Constitution and the original Constitution did not allow for this shit. All of these, there hasn't been a declared war since World War II, and that was a goddamn lie, as sure as World War I was. And like I said, we've been at perpetual war since the inception of this country. So there is, I mean, all of this is e-frickin' legal. It's like it would be hard to find something that's going on in this country that was actually lawful. It would be hard. I can't think of anything because I can connect it to something unlawful from the air I'm breathing, to the water I drink, to the food I eat.
They financed Napoleon in 1800 and they financed them
the Civil War in the United States.
And at the top, you will find Rothschilds. You will find Rockefellers. These international son of a bitches sitting back. We see, when we look at it, we think it's this military thing and this built up around the Constitution, all this shit. It ain't. It's just goddamn pawns on a chessboard. It's pieces on a chessboard. And these international son of a bitch, the son of a bitch making the decision to go and kill other people in your name isn't even a goddamn American.
They've never lost a war.
I don't even know when the last war, real war, like I said, the war was declared in World War II, but I mean, when you go back and you see what happened, you know, what we covered here with the Russia thing, where we went over to Europe to preserve international communism so that it could finally destroy us. I don't know, but I tell you what.
The Jews never lost, no matter.
They never lost. You're right, Don. I acquiesce to that, Charlie. You're absolutely
Henry.
Correct. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I think it was Admin that posted that parade that Trump wants to put on, and one of the sources in that said that it was to put fear in the American people. Did you guys get that?
No, I didn't see that. I didn't read the article, but I'm telling you, Katie, I scanned over Mark's because I was going to mention it. I read Mark's article, but that's the first thing that went in my head. That's what they're rolling that out for, showing like this is the government, and yeah, we are separate from you, and you're going to get in line. I tell you what, I ain't a bit afraid of them. I know the numbers. I don't give a shit what equipment. That's my tank rolling down the street. All I got to do is take it back.
Yeah. Hey, another little quick story. A couple weekends ago, I was at a function, and I was outside smoking and talking to two complete strangers. And one guy, he was a DJ for a local radio station. Well, anyway, he was talking about how he does the morning show, and it's kind of a prime time slot. And he ended up getting it, you know, real short after he got there. This and that. Well, anyway, he's telling me that he made some comment, something about politics. He can't remember what it was, but the guy called up, and he was ranting and raving and telling the guy, you know, off and just really getting on the DJ. And anyway, the DJ says, he says, he sounded like some kind of guy that was like out in the backwoods wanting to overthrow the government. And I go, anyway, so we kept, I listened, you know.
It wasn't
kept,
me.
You know, I was listening to him talk, and I said, well, I said, you know, then they started talking about, you know, we got these problems because only 15% of the people turn out when it's voting time. And, of course, you know, that was like, you know, an open door for me to, you know, open my mouth and just tell them like it was. And anyway, he starts, you know, there's a lady standing there, too, and it was dark, you know, and I could barely see her in the light. Well, anyway, I could feel her, like, burning holes in me. Not that she was just shocked at what I was saying. And anyway, I looked dead at her, and, you know, right in the eyes, and, you know, just like, yeah, I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I didn't say anything, but I just looked at her. And anyway, she immediately after that, she said, well, you know, it was nice to meet you. And she goes back into the function. And then the guy, the DJ, is still standing there. And he goes, man, he said, you're right. You know, and he starts, yeah, this is crazy. But anyway, it was just interesting how he said, you know, only 15%, that's our problem. Only 15% show up at the voting booth.
Shouldn't that be a referendum in itself? You're not getting the consent of the people. That's why, you know, if during this last election, and, you know, forget the people that have been participating all along, but a lot of people came out and registered to vote and went and voted that hadn't voted ever or hadn't voted in a whole lot of years. How would it have been if every one of them would have revoked their registration to vote? I think it would have been a whole different story. That's what needs to happen. I mean, if you're not going to fight, if you don't have the guts to fight, at least remove your name from the acquisition list, unless you believe in this shit. I mean, have we lost ourselves to the point that we don't even know what this country was, what it was supposed to be? I mean, we grew up in, you know, with the Disney on TV and, you know, all the good things, you know, and man, life is, and everybody wanted peace. I mean, I don't even know nobody that wants war. Any more war, God Almighty, it's 12 years in Afghanistan. 12 years and over a trillion dollars. Couple of trillion with the wars. And people are sitting, you know, sitting and saying, God, I don't have shit, man. I can't make hardly any money. It's just a drag trying to stay alive and just exist. And they don't realize that goddamn, maybe that parade would be a good thing. There's your goddamn money. There's your vacation. There's your time off where you can just sit and relax and think. You got to work endlessly with your nose to that grindstone to pay for these goddamn weapons of destruction. They talk about other countries, weapons of mass destruction. Oh, that's a bad thing, except when we're doing the destructing, I suppose.
That Karzai, his brother, Karzai's brother is the biggest heroin dealer in the country.
It's always, I mean, that's the hell of it, you know, Charlie. We look back, and if you want to go back clear to the beginning, you can see, fuck, it was corrupt. It was shit from the beginning. The people who stepped up in Lexington and Concord were the last real goddamn Americans that were a part of it. And that was militia. That wasn't no goddamn government. That wasn't no government proxies coming out. They were rising up against the authority here in the country of the king, which was the son of a bitches that hijacked it all. But that was the last real Americans. And they were the same ones that after that war, the ones that made it through, that it made them put that Bill of Rights in that goddamn Constitution. They had to know that, well, they did. They knew this would be the end result. The Anti-Federalist Papers prove it. They said exactly what was going to happen, and this was the remedy that they put forth because the Bill of Rights was written right off the Anti-Federalist Papers.
The Confederates, they were fighting for individual rights.
Oh, yes, they were. They were, but behind a government, Charlie. That's the difference. They formed another government. Now, I'm talking
really.
About the...
Most of them were volunteers. They just went and fought.
It don't matter if you volunteer or not. It was a government. It was fighting for a government, not fighting for yourself and your rights. That Lexington and Concord was probably the last time in goddamn history or maybe the only time in history that men actually stood up and were fighting for themselves and their individual rights and freedoms. And what a righteous cause, man. What could have, like I said, if at the end, if they would have went to Philadelphia and finished the job, man, nobody's going to convince me we wouldn't be a whole hell of a lot better off. I'm sure it would have been infiltrated. I'm sure that gradually the Jews would have put as much money behind the effort as necessary to dilute, just like I talk about after World War II, when nobody had to think. They quit teaching history. Everybody was, you know, man, I got plenty. I got a vacation, man. All I got to do is get up in the morning and go to work, and I got weekends off, you know, everything, and just forgot who the hell they were. Forgot what this country was supposed to be, and that's when they did that little twist to get it to your pride should be in how many people you can screw. That's how you get ahead in life, is screwing your fellow American, and see, that's what bred the animosity between us, and then you start the goddamn cliques and collectives, they start gathering, and then you, next thing you know, we're sitting where we are today, which you got the Hispanic group is, you know, like we're going to talk here in a little bit about the goddamn Indians into this country from India. Their group is wants this, and this group wants that. Where did that individualism go? That's what I'm talking about. Do you think about that individual man standing on Lexington Green or on Concord Bridge? That individual man that was there because he said, "You're not taking my fucking rights. I will kill you." That's what's lost. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro-FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific Time. And that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45, and you're going to need it. You know, going back to, you know, what Katie was talking about with this display of military might, if it's to, you know, to scare us, I'm seeing it. You know, a lot of people have backed away from Trump. He's lost all the assholes that went out. Just like I said, the people hadn't voted in years or had never voted, just were desperate, just went out there. They're all gone. But now they're going to try and, you know, they tried to puff up at us once, and we said, knock your ass out. And so now he's going to try and give the message that he's behind the assholes out here that would try to bolster up and knock them out. And I'll tell you something about you people in the military. You better understand. You come and fuck with our families. You can't be guarding your own. You better think about that, because we will slaughter wholesale. You bring it on, you sons of bitches.
It's like that nuclear bomb they dropped on Japan.
Yep.
That was like a military parade. That was the reason they did that was to remove our guns, to make us think they weren't going to be any use anymore.
Oh, they still, you hear them spouting. You hear people cry to come up and make comments and say, oh, you don't know guns and you ain't going to stop. I mean, bullshit. Why do you think they have to send hundreds of thousands of soldiers over to other countries to fight? You can only do so much with drones. You can murder people with drones. And that's another thing we should be real proud of. All of those drones flying over there, killing 23 people to get one, 23 innocents to get one, what they're calling an enemy combatant. I'm real proud.
Real brave people sitting there in an office in Mexico or wherever.
And then, like I said, that's again, without warning. When it comes around to home here, I tell you what, you people got families, and you got to go to work and back. Maybe they can keep you in that facility flying those drones, but man, how are you going to protect your families when you're out trying to kill mine? And you think I'm just going
to
sit and let it happen?
Somebody hates you, you shoot them from the drone, boy. You
betcha.
They will hate you forever.
Why shouldn't they? You think about what we're doing over there for that oil field found in Yemen, a big oil field. So just like the one was found off the coast of Tripoli, we got to go kill those people to take it for our Jewish masters. Yeah, they hate us with good goddamn reason. And it's getting beyond a point where we have any kind of goddamn excuse, because it's on us, people. It is our wealth and our might that is being used to commit genocide on other peoples around the world to take their resources for the Jews. It's that plain and simple. And now, you know, we're going to come up with this next article here, but, you know, we've talked about the fact that these invaders into our country, once the time comes around, we have to force them out. Be ready for a fight, because you might not understand what you're fighting for, but they understand what they're taking from you, and they will come at you. Now we're come to the point of where they're fighting amongst themselves, or who's going to take our goddamn shit and displace us. DACA fix, high-skilled Indian workers, and boy, didn't we warn you about this. All you people that were going out there to vote for Trump, we told you the next move wasn't, didn't we? That they were coming after your middle-class jobs, your tech jobs. They were good. You're now, it's your turn now. You're sitting there, oh, I'm educated, and I'm doing this. I don't have to worry. I'm a part of it. Really? Here they come. High-skilled Indian workers rallied to support Trump's merit-based immigration program. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Hundreds of high-skilled Indians and Indian Americans rallied in front of the White House on Saturday to support in support of Donald Trump's merit-based immigration plan, and called for ending the visa lottery system, the chain migration, while debunking the mainstream media's attempts to label the commander-in-chief as a racist. No, he's not a racist. He's an international elitist. We're all niggers to him, okay? Most of those present were experts in the STEM, science, technology, energy, and math field. And I told you about my son being, you know, they bring him to this country. We pay, out of your taxes, we pay to bring these pricks from India to go to your colleges for the high-tech jobs. And then if there's an extra graduate school, they will be, you, your child who had to make loans and who you had to finance through school will be bumped and pushed out of the goddamn schools for these motherfuckers, because the idea is you got to understand what's at the root. And we tell you all the time, you own this country. What they are doing is a crime against you. And when you go, when the time comes for the reckoning, it'll be you that'll be reckoning with them, and they know it. They want to eliminate you. They want to make you weak and then finally take you over to that ditch and put that bullet through your head so that you, to eliminate the threat. And they know the threat's big because it is 75% of the population, because the only ones out there, like Katie said, 15% of the people got and vote all with the illegals and all the other outsiders who shouldn't. It's about 25%, but they're nothing. They're nothing. That's why they got like that military parade. You're going to, is that what you're going to back it up with, Trumpy? Because you know what? We'll feed those fuckers their lunch too. Most of those present were experts in STEM. The rally was organized by the Republican Hindu Coalition. You Republicans, you're out there voting for a foreign country? Is that what you're, this is a part of your platform. You went out there and voted for, you retards. A Hindu American community organization, another collective, like I told you, break it into collectives. Now you got collectives for foreigners. They're not even Americans fighting over who's going to get what's ours. Founded by Chicago-based inventor and entrepreneur Shelly Kamar, in 2015, under the leadership of Speaker Newt Gingrich's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and many other of these international elitist lapdogs, because that's what these fuckers are, of the Republican Party. Boy, you went out and voted for the Republicans, did you? It was quite evident from the, and I'll tell you what, you tech workers are getting ready to get your shit taken. You're getting ready to be put down here with the rest of us. You are the ones that went out and voted this prick in. You voted for this Republican ticket, didn't you? I hope some of you are listening. I hope that your asshole is just squinting. It was quite evident from the rally that Hindus totally debunked the mainstream narrative of Trump being a racist. He's not a racist. He's an international elitist. And everybody who is an elitist is a nigger. It don't matter what color your skin is or what your nationality is. You're just another world nigger slave to be working on the plantation. A press release issued by RHC Red. Some of the signs held up, and these were all, I looked at them, these are all, if somebody had these printed, and I'll tell you who did, them Republicans you voted in, had the, that are going to, had these printed for these people that are going to take your jobs, that are going to put you down here with the rest of us. We love Trump. Trump loves Hindus. Trump is the best. Make America proud again, says this foreigner. Boycott fake news. Trump is not a racist. Trump great on Texas. Trump great on crime. Trump bringing Rama Yaji, rule of God. I mean, we've got to have some foreign words in here somewheres. In chain migration, in country limit, bring the best and the brightest from India, because India wants a hunk of what belongs to you Americans. And they got a right to it, don't you know? In visa lottery, DACA fix, purple cards, no citizenship, free to build the wall. Don't forget local childhood arrivals. Legal childhood arrivals. And this is what, I mean, we're getting into this. We got DACA. Now we got DALCA. Dependents. It's gotten so crazy. Kids deserve better, but this is their, they've come here on visas and brought their kids with them, and they've been here so long that the kids got to go back. We got to legalize them too, by the way. They're coming for your tech jobs. They're coming for the last of what you, anybody's making in this goddamn country. Broke the law, and DALCA obeyed the law. DALCA obeyed the law. Listen to this. A Saturday rally, the RHC requested the House, Senate, and White House considered legislation that would provide green cards for deferred action for legal childhood arrivals. Within 2 years, end chain migration and relocate to merit migration, eliminate the visa lottery, and grant purple cards to deferred action on illegal childhood arrivals. DALCA kids in exchange for $2,500 fee for 10 years to fulfill Trump's promise to having Mexico pay for the wall. So they come here, they take your tech job, they pay $2,500, they bring your kid to take your kid's tech job. You got it? You understand how this shit's working now. Chance of no DACA without DALCA. So they want this to be attached to the DACA, the DALCA for them, for their kids. We uttered, I mean, they're going to, well, let's see what it's going to do. We uttered by those gathered. Others called for President Trump to clear the green card backlog for skilled immigrants. According to RHC, see, we own this country. They always want to call your republic a democracy. The majority of the people, you think the majority of the people want some fucking outsiders coming in here and taking the jobs? They know you don't. They'll tell you that you don't. Do they don't represent you? These are foreign agents, aren't they? By definition of the language, according to the RHC, besides 700,000 DACA kids, which is up to 4 million now, there are 200,000 DACA kids. How many are there really? Children of legal immigrants in line from India who have never broken the law, but who simply age out at 21 and have to go back because their parents have a 60-year wait to get a green card after it is approved. President Trump recently stated that merit-based immigration should be a requirement for the DACA fix. During the rally, members of the RHC indicated their belief that DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, should be referred to as DICA. It's got an I in it now. See, this is what I'm saying. Deferred Action for Illegal Childhood Arrivals. The press release about the event further stated, see, they're fighting with each other over who's going to get what's fucking ours. RHC declared at the rally that it has full sympathy for DICA kids, but there should be compassion with justice. DICA kids want security. They want the threat of deportation, a sword hanging over their heads or necks removed. Many of Saturday's demonstrators were reportedly software engineers. I want you to keep this in your mind as we go to the next article. And other technical workers from South Asia who were able to enter the United States through the H-1B visa. When I came here, my daughter was 6 years old. Nadia Kadiria, 45, a software engineer in North Carolina, told the Washington Post. Kadiria has reportedly been waiting for his green card application to be processed since 2007. He reportedly added, "My kids have already aged out. We feel stuck." Poor you. You know, we got 100 million of our people down and out in this country. We go, well, poor these son of a bitches, because that's who this goddamn government represents, these foreigners. Breitbart has reported, according to the book Ab Kai Bear, Trump Sekar, roughly translated as next time it will be the Trump administration, which chronicled Kumar's contributions to the Trump campaign. The Democratic Party took Indian American votes for granted. You see, we're supposed to be Americans, goddammit. All this hyphenated shit, these people aren't us. This is how you destroy a culture. This is how you capture a country that could never be captured. Not with conventional forces. Never. The phrase Ab Kai Bear, Trump Sekar, was inspired by Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign. You guys never forget Nikki Haley. That ain't her freaking name. She's born in India. She's her goddamn representative in the United Nations. That shouldn't exist. India and the Hindu Americans contributed significantly to Trump's historic victory, according to Kumar. More than 1 million Hindu American voters changed their registration from Democrat to Republican when then candidate Trump spoke at a huge Hindu rally in October 15th, just weeks before November election. Now to the next article. And this is the connection between the international elites and these goddamn Hindus. Go ahead.
You got to vote for who's going to give you the most stuff.
Don't you now? Companies say they want more H-1B foreign workers from Forbes. I hope you assholes that went out and voted for Trump and that Republican ticket are listening to me today, because I told your ass, dumbasses, so. It's not exactly an immigrant visa, though it does allow for foreigners to work legally in the United States for at least 2 years. But it is one of the most controversial immigration topics after building a wall and the Dreamers. The H-1B visa, dominated by the big three Indian outsources, and we've talked about this. This is who came in. They come in with this outsourcing. These Indian foreign sons of bitches come in and tell Americans, you teach these guys how to do your job and you're out of here. You don't teach them how to job, you won't get your you won't get your severance package, is in more demand this year than last. And this should not be happening. This is treason on an international scale. And nearly double where it was in 2016, the visa program has been roundly criticized, mostly by American tech workers who have either been replaced by H-1B recipients or believe their pay has been stalled or because of competition from abroad. Some 400 hiring managers in science and tech fields say by a ratio of nearly 6 to 1 that they will be looking for foreign talent this year, because you don't have to pay their Social Security. They don't have to pay taxes. They want goddamn international slavery right here in your fucking soil, manufacturing your raw materials. See, this is the honeypot. We have the goddamn resources. That's why we've always been guaranteed a higher standard of life than anybody. It's because our goddamn resources, they belong to us. And the idea that they belong to each and every one of us meant that each and every one of us was had a right to access the wealth that was that belonged to us. But now what you're seeing here is that it's just a handful. So no, it was always all ours. Me and Bob and Ted and John, we wrote it down on a piece of paper. It's always belonged to us. You guys were just workers, and we're just going to replace you because you're too damn expensive. We got you down to slave fodder, but damn it, we could, these other people, they eat less. That's what it's going to come down to. According to a survey by Chicago-based Envoy Global and an immigration service firm, 59% of respondents said they would be hiring more foreign employees. And see, this is our country. We don't have to, the basic idea was here is that for these people to get a license, we had to grant the license. Our representatives were supposed to grant the licenses. And as a conditional license, it was for us to manufacture our goddamn resources. But now we're down to the point, fine, we're going to hire more employees. How about this? The people don't want it. The people revoke your fucking license. Get out of our country. You're not going to touch our resources. And they know. They know this is how it truly is by the law. They know that what they're doing is fraud and crime. But they don't give a shit no more because there ain't been no consequences for it. Back in our grandfather's day, I'll tell you what, they'd have been burning shit. They would have been beating and killing people over their livelihood. Those people were from Ireland and they were from Scotland and they were from Germany. You just didn't come in and take their shit. We have gotten so weak. What American is reduced to, what is an American? Well, it's this freaky little thing that walks around with pants hanging down past it so you can see its dirty ass. And it waddles around the fucking streets, and that's an American. Don't be afraid. The survey respondents tell us they need higher skilled immigrants. Like I said, my son got his place in college taken by a son of a bitch, by these son of a bitch foreigners who the American government took our tax money and paid for them to go to college. And then for the higher levels of learning, it's paid for. When your kid, I mean, and not, grades don't matter. Dean's list, it don't matter. What it matters is, well, that's a minority. It's not a minority. It's a goddamn foreigner. And I guess a foreigner would be a minority in a country they're not supposed to be in. Like I said, it belongs to us. We're supposed to be consenting to all this shit, and we're not. This is being done by force. And again, maybe that is what that goddamn parade's about, to show us their force, that they're going to just take it from us. And think Washington should increase the cap for the H-1B says Richard Burke, Envoy CEO. The survey was released on Wednesday. The U.S. issues 85,000. See, this is 85,000 high-tech jobs. You say, well, we're going to give those. Well, you know what? We're revoking your license. Get the fuck out of here. No, you're not. You want to manufacture here, there won't be one foreign worker. How about that? We're supposed to have the goddamn authority here. The U.S. issues 85,000 new H-1B visas annually, including 20,000 that go to foreign nationals graduating from master's or Ph.D. programs in the United States. And I've seen it with my own fucking eyes, guys. I see my own son born in this state, born in this country, can trace his roots back to the beginning of this goddamn country, displaced and had his, and as, I mean, one of the highest scoring kids in the goddamn school had his place taken by, and there was Indians, man. There was Indians there. At the graduation ceremonies, I remember the Indians there. And their goddamn school was paid for by my tax money. Why my kid had to get loans and shit to get through school. It is a goddamn, they're tracking, well, there ain't no high-skilled Americans. No, you're making goddamn sure of it. Because the Americans would achieve above and beyond. You'll take a second-rate fucking product because you're getting to steal the resources and that makes a bigger profit. It doesn't matter anymore, right? A similar number of H-1B visas get renewed each year. Renewed. See, they said it's a two-year thing, and we renew it every 2 years, and the guy's been here for goddamn since 2007. And God, shouldn't you make my child give my child a visa too? My wife? My uncle? We'll put that chain migration through the goddamn, exclusively through the companies for high-tech workers to displace the last of the middle class in the United States and get this shit over with. We asked if human resources executives would prefer a merit-based immigration system, and 77% of them said yes, Burke said. 77% of them want to pay less for labor. That's all it is. But there are resources. That's what everybody keeps forgetting. We can tell these people. I'll tell you right now, if we did have the authority and one of us stepped up and we had the authority to say, fuck off, get out of here. Oh, wait a minute. No. You get the fuck out of here. You ain't tapping into our resources, son of a bitch. But wait. No, you get the fuck out of here. You got no license. Get out of here. Go over to India and make your money, you son of a bitch. Why aren't they over there in India making that money, people? Did you ever ask yourself that? Because they don't have the goddamn resources. We do. This is just like them going over in the Middle East where the oil is. Them people over there live like goddamn animals while their riches are being shipped right over to Tel Aviv, just like ours. A new H-1B reform bill by Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, dirty son of a bitch should be hanging, and Jeff Flake, dirty son of a bitch should be hanging, introduced legislation on Thursday that aims to increase the annual quota of H-1B visas to around 100,000 and lift the cap on the 20,000 visas going to recent graduates of U.S. schools if the employers agrees to sponsor them. See, goddamn, the corporations have taken over your goddamn country. Capitalism was a real good idea for us. Free enterprise shit. We would capitalism. World capitalists come here. They can bring any workforce from anywhere around the world. And as slavery exists around the world, they can bring in slave labor. This is why supposedly we had that civil war, wasn't it? Because we could not have slave labor. Because then that makes everybody a slave. If you're competing with slave labor, how are you going to compete for the job, for the little bit of food? This is blatant. If the employer agrees to sponsor them for a green card, the bill also would allow spouses of H-1B holders special visas to work. That isn't merit-based. Oh, but it's for the high-tech now. You see, they're talking about pulling away from this, visa lottery, all this low-scale shit, because they've already got enough here. They've done took on all the goddamn blue-collar jobs. All the jobs that a common man could do, now they're after the tech jobs. So they're going to switch it all over. These son of a bitches are going to be pumped in here as fast as the illegals that took the other jobs, right up to the loading docks and the manufacturing. Everything has been taken. They don't need no more of them. They got enough to completely make slaves out of the goddamn American nationals left that have to compete with the slave labor. Now they're going after the tech. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, I was talking to a relative of mine the other day, and her husband's in the building business. He builds, you know, high-end homes. And anyway, long story short, she said, oh, yeah, she said, I said, you know, basically Americans are selling out Americans. I said they're hiring these illegals, you know, to do their jobs. And I know he has hired, you know, Mexicans. Well, anyway, she says, yeah, I was watching something about, you know, there's just not enough skilled craftsmen. You know, American skilled craftsmen. So I'm thinking, shit, they're even telling us that. You know, they can't. There's nobody to build our home.
They're trying to pretend that the people that weren't building all this, that wasn't. Remember how? I mean, we were on just like an explosion of growth back in 2008. There were carpenters out there. They were Americans, and there were people that with college degrees, the tops in their fields. They're all sitting out there in tents right now. And so they're just, they don't exist. That's what I'm telling you, Katie. They're acting like those people just don't exist. Those people are the tops in their fields. Those people are the ones that like my son, they try to send you over to train these son of a bitch and monkeys to just do the hands on, you know, so they can push the buttons. They don't know why the buttons work like you do, but it don't matter no more. All they need is a handful that know how the buttons work to put the buttons together and just a bunch of goofs to push them. But to pretend that the labor isn't here, it is here. God damn, you remember we just, back when this was all going on, they talk about the application, 2,000 applications in a pile and somebody's putting another application in because people were desperate to get jobs. Those people were, I mean, I was communicating with them. I was writing for that other paper about the 99%. The people were running out of unemployment. And degrees, people with degrees couldn't get a job flipping burgers because the idea was to take us out. Because it belongs to us. That being said, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBS FTT. That being anyway, stay tuned for Spike Timmons with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming up right behind us. And man, I'm more aggressive. These guys want to puff out their chest, knock them out. That is The Word from the Trenches.